నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ప్రకృతిం సామ ఉత్పద్య విసృజామి పునః పునః విసృజామి పునః పునః భూతజామం ఇమం కృష్ణం వశం ప్రకృతేర్వశాత్ ప్రకృతిం సామవస్తభ్య విసృజామి పునః పునః భూతజామం ఇమం కృష్ణం వశం ప్రకృతేర్వశాత్ ప్రకృతిం సామవస్తభ్య విసృజామి పునః పునః భూతగ్రామం ఇమం కృష్ణం వశం ప్రకృతేర్వశాత్ ప్రకృతిం మెటీరియల్ నేచర్ స్వాం ఆఫ్ మై పర్సనల్ సెల్ఫ్ అవస్థభ్య entering into visrijami I create punaha punaha again and again bhutagrahanam all the cosmic manifestation iman these krishnam integral prakriti no I'm sorry havasham automatically prakritihe or the force of nature vashat under belly and obligation translation by Shri Prabhupada ki the whole cosmic order is under me, under my will, it is automatically manifested again and again, and under my will, it is annihilated at the end. The whole cosmic order is under me, under my will, is automatically manifested again and again, and under my will it is annihilated at the end. Prabhupada ki, please hear. This material world is the manifestation of the inferior energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This has already been explained several times. At the creation, the material energy is let loose as the Mahatattva, into which the Lord, as His first Purush incarnation, Mahavishnu, enters. He lies within the quite casual portion and breathes out innumerable universes, and into each universe the Lord again enters as Gurudaksha Vishnu. Each universe is in that way created. He still further manifests himself as Shiva Dasha Vishnu, and that Vishnu enters into everything, even into the minute atoms. The fact is explained here He enters into everything. Yes, read. Read.
Now, as far as the living entities are concerned, they are impregnated into this material nature, and as a result of their past deeds, they take different positions. Thus, the activities of this material world begin. The activities of the different species of living beings are begun from the very moment of creation. It is not that all is evolved. The different species of life are created immediately along with the universe. Men, animals, beasts, birds. Everything is simultaneously created because whatever desires the living entities had at the last annihilation are being manifested.
That's right.
It is clearly indicated here by the word avasham that the living entities have nothing to do with this process. The state of being in their past life, in the past creation, is simply manifested again. And all this is done simply by His will. This is the inconceivable potency of the Supreme Personality of God.
Yeah.
And after creating different species of life, He has no connection with them. The creation takes place to accommodate the inclinations of the various living entities, and so the Lord does not become involved with it.
Yeah. The whole thing is explained. This is Prabhupada's way. In two paragraphs, the whole creation is given. Read again the words. Pratim Swamavastrabhya Visrajami Punaha Punaha Visrajami Punaha Punaha Bhuta Jamam Imam Krishnam Avasham Prasatayarvashat The host cosmic order is under me. Under my will, it is automatically manifested again and again. And under my will, it is envisaged at the end. And the whole creation is described. Read, read again. Read the purport.
Of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
This is inferior. You have to remember.
No.
This material world is inferior energy. What is that verse? Is it in seventh chapter? Aparam bhavato. No. Aparam itasva nyam prakritim vidyame param jivabhuta mahabhavo edam dharita jagat. Before that, aparamitasya nyam, apara prakriti, you know, look the index, aparayam, aparayam itasya nyam. Before, what is the number?
7-4,
C-2-7-4. This is Bhuram Bhumi Rapan Blogayo Khan Mano Buddhire Vacha Akya Hai Inna Ashwada. Read the translation.
If water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence and false ego, all together these eight constitute my separated material energies.
So material energies means inferior. And the next verse is Aparaya Mitasune. This is a para energy. And para energy is separate. Aparayam itasvanyam, prakritim vidhime param, jivabhutam mahabaho, edam dharita jagat. Read the translation.
Besides this, O mighty Amdarjuna, there is another superior energy of mind, which comprises the living entities, who are exploiting the resources of this.
So in 7.4 is clearly mentioned that Bhumi Apa Nalavayu Kamana Buddhiyeva, all these 8 things, they are inferior prakriti. In that buddhi, mind, intelligence, everything is included. They all belong to inferior energies. And the other day we had done Bhagavatam in Bhagavatam verse. That is all created in a mode of ignorance. Egoistic attitude. False ego is the reason. And ego gives rise to the sound. And from sound, the sky appears. Sound is a subtle element, sky is actually a gross element. Then touch, the touching sensation is there, and the gross manifestation is wind.